Okay, let's pray. Wait a minute. Open up every Bible that's ever been opened in the history of the church, seems like. Let's pray and then we'll jump right into this. Father God, we glorify you as always, and we just bless you just for the opportunity to get into your presence. We seek wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we thank you in advance for it. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. Just kind of quickly a thing, I want to remind you guys what we're doing, because we want to set the stage of what we're doing as a ministry. So as we enter into our building and then things start to take place, that we remember what we discussed. When we enter in with thanksgiving and praise. So our focus is on Him. Remember, out there is the preparation room to come in here. So keep that in mind. And I know, we just discussed it, but at the same time, I want you to adjust to it, because again, as we go into our facility, we already be on this on the same page. Then everybody who come in will be in like manner. So don't take it personal. It's just that I taught on it, so I was pretty upfront with it when we got ready to get started. Okay, Daniel chapter 6. We're gonna be coming from there. I'm going to pull up two Bibles. We're also going to look at some things in Daniel chapter 5. And it's funny, bro, because I was going to call you earlier. And y'all just led me not to it. So that's why. But Daniel chapter 5, there's some specific things that I want to to pull out of this here. We'll look at we're just going to look at verse 11, Daniel 5 verse 11 and 12. Then we're going to move into Daniel 6, because there's specific things that y'all want us to deal with. But then at the same time, if you want to go back and look at Daniel 5 and then Daniel 6 just to understand the story, then we'll do that on your own time, okay? Daniel 5, calm down. Daniel 5 says, Daniel 5 verse 11 says, there is a man, this is Daniel here that they're referring to, says, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. Well, we know it's just one, but we're looking at heathens that's trying to describe Yah. So they know that there's something different about Yah and his people, but they just say the holy gods as in plural. And then when you look at it, it says, you can run reference back to it. It says a deity. Or a deity, we know as Yah, but they don't understand fully, so they said the holy gods. Okay, again, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. Yes,
who is this talking?
This is referring to Daniel.
And is Daniel speaking?
No, there is. I was trying to keep from doing, but we'll do that. And so when we look at it, there is a dream. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords. And you remember, he takes the golden vessels, verse 3, and he brings out his concubine and all them, and they drink out of the cups and the thing like that. Then verse 5 said, in the same hour came four fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick up on the plaster of the wall, the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. So he see the writing. He doesn't understand what it is. And so he's seeking understanding of what it is. And that's why when you see verse 7, it says, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Okay? And it says, then came in all the wise men, but they could not read. I'm glad you did take us back to that. We need it. Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was the king Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astounded. Now the queen, by reason of the words and of the kings and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man, says the queen, there is a man in thy kingdom, in whom the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Now, there are two words in particular that I want us to look at, because there are some things that I have to speak over you. Okay, verse 11 says, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. Now, when you look at the spirit, we'll look at that. It says ruach, mind. Who is the mind? Who is or has the minds of the holy gods? Okay, and so when you look at the spirit, it's ruach. It says mind, spirit, wind. Okay, it is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in the Old Testament. It's just called the Spirit or the Ruach. Okay, Hebrew Ruach, the Ruach of the Holy Kadesh, the Holy Gods. Okay, El. Okay, and so as you see it here. It says, in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, that the wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians. Now, when we look at the word masters, because I want you to really see these things. When you look at master, it says captain, lord, corresponds to 07227, which is in quantity, size, number, rank. So it lets you know that he has the highest rank, okay, among these different groups, okay. And so he's master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit, there it is again. We'll look at the word excellent. Excellent, it means very or exceedingly. We continue to run the reference on it. Redundant. Continue running it back. It says exceed, to excel. Okay? The spirit that was on Daniel caused him to excel. That's why he was placed over things. Okay? Now, as we look at verse 12 again, it says, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpretation of dreams, but it shows where this comes from. Okay, it shows where this comes from. A spirit that excelled. We know this is the mind. He had a mind that excelled. Okay, now as we know, when we understand the story Daniel interprets the dream. He interprets the hand on the wall, and as you see it here, he tells what it means in verse 24, 25, or 24 through 28, okay? And so he interprets the dream because he had an excellent spirit. So we want to exit out of that now, and we see it even after Darius now. Remember, when we look at, I'll pull it back up again, just to remind us here, we dealt with this. Remember, his kingdom is taken over, Belshazzar. Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom is brought down. He says, in that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Now, as you look at it here, this same Darius sees the same thing on Daniel. You have a change in leadership, a change in nation, and the same thing. Now notice, Daniel had this excellent spirit when Nebuchadnezzar was ruling. His son is ruling. He's still excelling in captivity. He's excelling in captivity with Nebuchadnezzar. He's excelling in captivity with Belshazzar that takes over after his father Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar, it's something else. I was thinking with Daniel's name. Okay, so he's ruling in Belshazzar when he takes over after Nebuchadnezzar. He's the son of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel still excels. When the Babylonian kingdom is brought down and the Medes and Persians take over, Daniel still excels. Okay? That's why when you get over into chapter 6 now, it says it pleased Darius now, because he's over the kingdom now. It pleased Darius to sit over the kingdom, 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first. First, an excellent spirit. So Daniel excelled. He was first. Daniel was first that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and the princes. Why? Because, here it is again, an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to sit him over the whole realm. Over the whole realm. Now, we're going to look at this again, just to make sure we're all on the same page before I release this thing. Now when we look at excellent, it means very, exceeding, excellent, exceedingly. You run references back on it. It means to redundant. You continue to run it. It means to excel. Excellent, to excel, preserve. Okay? When you excel, you're a remnant. That means what happens to you don't happen to everybody else. There's something on you that makes you excel. There's something on you that makes you excel. It doesn't matter where you start out, there is an excellent spirit. So a remnant, it deals with left, and so it points out the abounding. Not anybody can do it, but if it falls on those who have this excel on them. Now, as we look at it in, just to remind you of the word again, spirit, we know that the word excellent means to excel. Spirit here is the ruach. We know that the mind deals with the mind. Spirit, we know that's the wind, so it's the Holy Spirit to show proof that it is the Holy Spirit. Remember, it's the mind, the wind, the spirit. Ruach says wind by resemblance breath. So the spirit is the breath of Yah. Okay? Acts chapter 2 confirms this. We just want to look at scriptures to show that it is indeed, that's what the Spirit is. It hadn't changed. Men were filled with the Spirit in the Old Testament. It's just that people can't connect to what that is. So they made the spirit of Yah the third person of the Godhead instead of calling it what it has been in the very beginning. You can turn it off if you want. Instead of calling it what it is in the very beginning. The spirit has always been the breath of Yah. Yah breathed in man's nostril and he became a living soul. The spirit of God moved up on the face of the deep and Yah said it was his breath. That move as he spoke the breath, the spirit moved up on the face of the waters and caused things to take place. So everything is done or manifested through the spirit, the breath of Yah, as he speaks things. So you look in Acts chapter 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all at one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. A sound. And God said, a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. When we look at the word wind, as a rushing mighty wind, it says a breeze. You keep running the reference on it. Respiration, breathe, breath, wind. Keep going back. Breath, hard, breeze, blow. Keep going back. You just keep going back to the in the definition, to breathe. It keeps going back to the original definition. It keeps going back. Wax cold, breathe. It may bring us back to that. I'm going to go back just to show you how it starts to take us back. To breathe, respire, air. So it's letting us know what the spirit is, okay? A mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them cloven tongue. Like as a fire, and it set up on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the wind. They were filled with the wind. When we're filled with the wind, what happens? You look in Daniel chapter 6, it tells us, when we fill with the wind, it gives us an excellent spirit. When the wind fills us, things happen. So as it filled the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set up on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It is the wisdom, the breath of Yah, that gives us the utterance to walk in the understanding. Thus you see it's the same Spirit that Daniel operated in, and you see it manifesting in the Old Testament as well as the New. Okay? And so it's just that when you look at it from an Old Testament perspective, the Spirit or the excellent Spirit operated among certain individuals. It operated amongst Daniel. That's why he was excelling. But what Christ said, he told the disciples, he said, now when I leave now, I'm going to send a comforter. He will abide in you and be with you, the Spirit of truth. Okay? And so we now have access through the Spirit whereby as you see him filling the house where they were sitting, and they begin to speak with other tongues. All of them spoke with it. All of them spoke in wisdom. All of them spoke in the spirit of excellence. As you go back in Acts chapter 1, you see there was approximately 120 of them during that time, and this is what was going on. So we see that the Holy Ghost is in the Spirit is one and the same. It is the breath of Yah. That's what it is. It's not some third God. It comes from Yah. It came from heaven. You can see it coming from heaven so many times. Matthew 3, we've dealt with these things. Matthew 3, just reminding us. Matthew 3, verse 16, and Yehoshua, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of Yah descending, the breath. Spirit of Yah descending like a dove. It wasn't a dove. That's why people showed a dove. No, it wasn't a dove. It just said like a dove. And lighting up on him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved son. Notice every time the spirit manifests, the voice manifests. Notice every time the spirit manifests, the voice manifests. And Lord, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I well please. And so when the spirit comes up on us, Daniel has an excellent spirit. We see that it's all in the Old Testament. This one, the spirit of Yah, the breath of Yah, it didn't just start in Acts chapter 2. That's what the modern day Christian teaches, that, you know, the spirit didn't manifest into Acts chapter 2. No, Yah's spirit started in the very beginning. In the beginning, Yah created the heavens and the earth, and that's how he did it. Spirit has always been present. Because the spirit comes from Yah. It's not another God. It comes from Yah. Okay? Now, verse 3 again says, then Daniel was preferred above all, above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to send him over the whole realm. Y'all told me to get y'all prepared for this. Where we're headed in ministry, you will start to experience this in higher levels. This excellence that is manifesting that will cause you to excel, and you will start to excel in everything that you do. But you have to keep in mind that it has to be manifested through the spirit of Yah. Okay? This excellent spirit, Yah had. Now, when you look at the excellent spirit, we know that it is the breath of Yah. But what does the excellent spirit does? Now, we'll look at it again. Daniel had an excellent spirit. Why? Daniel had an excellent spirit. So when you look at it, it says he had an excellent spirit. He had an excellent mind. We know that it is the spirit that does it, but the result of it is our mind excels and calls results to take place because of it. How do we know if we're operating in an excellent spirit? There are things that start taking place where everything around you starts to excel. Yah is going to give you creative insight, ideas, and concepts to do tasks that hasn't been done before. There are certain things. It reminds me of what Delana had said a week or so ago. She was like, there are certain things that she has. In other words, she's laid out. You explain. I can't explain it better than you. And say it loud enough where people can hear it.
As far as what?
What you did, how you set things up for when you left a certain position that you had at your job.
Oh, I'm.
And say it loud enough where you can be heard.
I moved to a different position, and basically I created a PDF file on exactly step-by-step on how to do my job.
Why? Why did you do that? Why did you set it up?
I mean, it's necessary to get the job done and, you know, give you some type of structure to go by.
Who is you?
Other people. Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, what you did is you sit down and came up with a design, a format, however you want to put it.
Came up with a procedure.
Help me out then. Help me preach this message then.
I'm sorry.
No, what you apologize for? You helping me. Let's say help me. Yeah, help me. So she came out with a procedure to help do a job that she was being promoted from. So instead of her saying, forget it, I'm just gonna get my promotion, she was like, I'm gonna make sure that everybody who takes this position has a method by which they do things. So it'd be easier for other people when they come after me. So she came up with a procedure. Elder do it all the time. Sometimes he'll call me, he'd be like, man, there's no structure. And, you know, he works for, I don't want to just call a name, but I call it out, you know, T.I. has this mindset where it's like everybody who has these positions, when they go, they just try to take all their brain with them and don't want to leave nothing. And so because Elder has an excellent spirit, he said, I want to set up a structure whereby this can work for somebody else who do this, so we don't have to figure it out every time this particular procedure needs to be done. That there is a format, a procedure to do so that this can be easier. Only people with excellent spirit can do that. Everybody else just want to do it and just say, well, okay, I got the job done. Well, how did you do it? Don't worry about how I did. I just got the job done. You just... No. A person with an excellent spirit, you get excited for. He's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A person with an excellent spirit does a job in a manner that makes them excel to the point to where everybody else follow the protocol. Look at Daniel. They sit him over the presidents and princes so that they can follow his procedure. They sit him over all the astrologers, all the one. Now think about this. Let's go back and look at this now. Ellie, if you had something, go ahead while I'm going back. Did you have something? Okay, I thought you had something.
Well, it's funny that you're talking about this because I was working today, and I can see how this works now, even based on us talking about it. So I had this data, is the best way I can put it, in a format that I couldn't use. I was trying to get it from where it was to what I needed it to be. And it was a manual process. So let's say it was like 300 different things. It was more than 300 different things. But to get it from what it was to where I wanted it, it was completely manual. And I was thinking to myself, there's got to be a better way to do this. Mm-hmm. And it's just like what you said. What I ended up doing, I had never done that before. Mm-hmm. I didn't even really know that it could be done until those thoughts just started coming to me. And when I did it, what could have took me hours, I did it like 10 minutes.
Right.
But it wasn't like I knew how to do that beforehand. It's just like when those thoughts started coming to me and I followed where it was leading, I ended up accomplishing what I needed in less time than...
So what kept coming to you?
Well, you obviously...
Y'all know what you said. Thoughts.
Yeah.
His mind kept being influenced. Now we know who done the influence. Something he never done before. And thoughts start to come to get the task done. And it ended up being something that was easy.
Yeah, once I figured out how to do it, at the beginning, it seemed like this is going to be frustrating and it's going to take forever. And based on how I was doing it at first, that would have been the case. But it ended up taking me less than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now that I know how to do it, if I ever in that boat again, I know how to do it. No big deal.
That's how we know when the spirit is moving. When the spirit is moving, it causes us to excel. Things that we couldn't figure out on our own. Things that has never been done before. The spirit does it. I like what my pastor said. The spirit does it with sweatless victory. He said, something that I didn't know how to do, I done it and it didn't take me no time to do it. Piece of cake. There are some things that I don't know how to do. When I first sit there and look at it, when the spirit now starts to excel my mental state, it's like, man, this is a piece of cake. When I feel like, man, I'm so easy. The spirit causes us to excel. Causes our mind to increase. And what Yah is saying is that he's putting us in these positions that's going to cause us to excel. The meetings that we've been had, that's why I told my uncle, like, okay, sit down and come up with a procedure on how we're going to let the church know where we are, what we're doing, and things like this. You know,
I'm not going to figure this out. You and Elder, either y'all get together and come up with a process, or you just, however y'all want to do it, because I knew that's where they excel in putting together procedures. Mom Coles is really good at putting together procedures. Matter of fact, she's fantastic at it because of the spirit to excel, an excellent spirit that says, okay, these procedures got to be put in place. And if these procedures are not in place, then it, you know, things don't work like it should. And by the way, I volunteered you to do some things. I'll talk to you about it a little bit later. For that very reason.
I just need one more thing to do.
Oh, I got more than one. You know, but it's I'll get with you after church. Matter of fact, I got, you know, it's but these things are being put in place. There are some things that we're organizing and putting in place at the level of excellence that's required for where we're headed, and that protocol is going to be followed throughout the entire process of what we do. Okay, and so that's why you're that way. There are certain things that you do. There are certain things that you do or are going to do where Yah is going to be giving you wisdom on procedures. You're going to be creating methods by which things should be done that's going to be given to you strictly by the Spirit of Yah, and nobody's going to be able to come up with a better procedure. Daniel had an excellent spirit. And notice now. Now notice as we look at Daniel 5, it says, because he had wisdom and understanding of the holy gods, look, he was master over the magicians. So that tells me now the magicians had to do it his way. They were doing it outside the boundaries of the things of Yah, but because Daniel was master now, they had to yield to Daniel's method of getting things done. Now you had astrologers. All these were soothsayers. So here you had all these that was depending on another spirit to get the things that they get. Now because Daniel was over them, you think he wasn't influencing them to seek the same way he was seeking? So it is important for us to understand the influence that Yah is preparing us for. And it's going to start happening to you more and more. You're going to get creative. There are procedures that you're going to put in place. Even on your jobs and things right now, there's some things y'all are going to give you the wisdom to do. And you're going to start implementing these things, putting them in place, because you're going to be able to see, you're going to be able to see by the wisdom of Yah what need to be done. Now, the only thing is you have to move and allow Yah to lead you on how to deal with those procedures. Not everybody is like Delana's job. So we have to be wise, you know. I would laugh at Haya because Haya and Deanna's the same way when they come down to daycare. They have this excellent spirit about them, and they see stuff right off when they come down to daycare stuff. You know, Haya has her license and stuff as a director, and when she would go in these places, I told her, baby, just don't worry about working at them places right now, because you go in with the excellent spirit. And if they don't want to make you master over these things, then it hinders it, because you're constantly seeing things that need to be done, and they don't want to see growth, so they don't appreciate the excellence that you operate in that can enhance their company. You know, any great company, any great leader, you as leaders, you have to be able to receive the excellent spirit of the people that Yah is putting in your life, so that we can all excel. We have to receive these things, and we have to operate at that level of excellence. And when it's presented in a manner of excellence, then it is for the best, and we all move forward. And he's doing that more and more. So as you see things that we can do, as he start to deal with us, that's why we're discussing, you know, we want to bring things to you and say, okay, you know, this is where we are. Okay, do you have any ideas where we can excel and continue moving? What's going on in your mind? What wisdom is Yah dealing with you on? Is there something that we can tap into? You know, I'm just throwing things out at you. But because of where we're going, Yah is putting things on us and allowing us to put together and implement these procedures because he's placing excellence on us. Go ahead, Mom. Go.
It seems like a perfect time to say this about Alex. You know, they're doing the plugs, the outlets, and so Ernie is doing the wire, and then he comes along and puts the plugs in. He said before it was taking like 30 minutes to do one plug, and so he was just thinking, if I prep all of the plugs while I'm in his office area, by the time Ernie gets through, he can just go put it in,
mm-hmm.
a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it saved so much time. So he had like a box full of them that he had done all morning long.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the afternoon, he had caught up with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an example of that excellent thinking. Because, you know, 30 minutes for one, and it's a ton of plugs in there.
Mm-hmm.
It would take so much longer. Now he's able to do it at a faster pace.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all inspired.
Amen. And so this is what we want to, this is where we're going. And so Yah is doing that with each one of us. So as we continue now to be led by him, we're going to start excel. Promotions coming. People going to start asking things out of you because they see the excellence on you. You know, Elder will tell you I was prophesying to him. Behave, boy, all that noise. Elder would tell you I was prophesying to him things to come before it started happening. I would tell him, okay, son, there's some things coming your way. There's some things that the door's going to open. You're gonna start doing these different things. And you know, and so, you know, be prepared for it. Kind of gave him the heads up on it. And these things, so he was like, man, Wallace House, remember when we discussed it now? What they're doing, They're seeing the excellence on you. That's why things are coming. You be like, man, why they keep implementing this all on me? Well, it's what you walk in. It's the excel that they see. Wait a minute, this ain't the guy that we thought that was the guy. This is another man, and we're now coming to the acknowledgement that there's something on him that's not on anybody else. So now they try to dump everything on him that needs to be fixed. And sometimes it's way more in appearance than what he can handle. But every time we have a discussion, he said, "Well, I got it done." It was, you know, when I first got there, I was like, "Oh my God!" But I got it done. It happens to all of us. Each one of you that will hear my voice, that will hear it in the future. You will understand that because of what Yah is doing, we will excel. Yah is going to constantly influence our minds and cause us to excel. We'll always come up with creative ideas, insight, and concept. That's in our confession. We're going to excel. This is why Daniel was preferred again. And I'm gonna get ready to close if there's nothing else. He was preferred. When you look at preferred, it says chief. Become chief. He's preferred above everybody. We're in a time frame where everything is lining up. I kid you not, everything is lining up. We finally got an individual that's a council member in an area where our building is located. That is on our side. We got somebody in city council in our building in East Texas that is on our side. It's like Yah is saying, you're in the season. And because you're in the season, everything is excelling. And I'm causing everything to line up. Avery, who has become right up under the chief of police now, he was asking me, you know, he called me daddy. He was like, okay, daddy, he said, why do you think these things happening, you know, to me right now? I said, because they're necessary for where we're headed. So everyone that's connected is starting to excel. because y'all say it's necessary, because I want you in those key positions to influence, so that when the time frame comes, you will take that influence and continue to excel, and you'll see it happening across every facet of the kingdom, what we're doing. You know, I'm teasing my brother. Reason why he wears suits all the time, that's just an excellence that he has from a mindset that he had that, okay, if I'm going to do it, I ain't going to have to do it. So, you know, I show up to training school. You know, it's cool if y'all want to dress the way y'all dress, but I'm showing up because that's just how I'm old, you know. It's like, okay, I don't want to dress any kind of way when I go to service. Well, me, I'm the opposite. I care less, you know. Unless y'all tell me, you know, I'm here dressed in warm-ups and you know, chilling and stuff like that. But that's just something that he does. I don't try to talk him out of it. That's just how y'all dealing with him. That's his area where he's excelled with y'all. So I'm going to take that, and I'm going to take his love areas. So I got a props out of you now. You ain't retired. Your work just started. So quit saying that. Quit saying you retired. You ain't doing nothing. Your work just started. Your work is just starting. So he got you off of that to excel you to what he wants you to do. Your work just started. You know. So you can't sit down now. Your work just started. Ain't no retirement in the kingdom. Okay? And so each one of you remember that and keep that mindset. That we're excelling. Y'all expect y'all to deal with your mind to come up with creative ways to get things done. And I can't, hey, behave. Hey, boy, behave. He don't hear me. Joshua, stop. And so we have to make sure that we operate at that level, y'all. Allow him to deal with your mind. He's going to constantly deal with you, and you're going to find yourself coming up with creative things. And the elder just pointed out, I didn't know how to do that today, but I sit down there and put it together and got it working. You know, it's happening everywhere. It's happening at the building. It's happening to each one of you. This excellence is happening everywhere where things are coming together, where it's in a manner that makes things operate from an excellent perspective. Okay? And so I just wanted to share that with you guys and get you ready for that. Y'all said release it. Tell them, inform them, expect it. Expect the creative inside ideas and concepts. Okay? Expect them. Expect for y'all to give you wisdom on how to accomplish tasks that have never been done before. Expect them. Okay? He's going to start dealing with your minds more and more. And it's because the excellent spirit that he's put in you. He's put a mind to excel. Again, I can't say it enough. You have to realize what you are part of. You are part of something that's very important for the kingdom of God. You are part of it. You have roles to play. And so because you have roles to play, you can't operate at a certain level. You can't operate at an average level. Y'all put excel in you. It's there. Okay? It's there. So you know, allow it. Allow the spirit of y'all to deal with you and deal with each one of us, and we'll continue to progress and excel and see some great things take place. All right? Any question, comment? We good? Brother. All right, now you know what's going on. Okay, Father Yahweh, we just bless you on tonight. We thank you for revealing to us that we have the spirit that comes from you, the spirit to excel. And we appreciate that. We thank you for dealing with our minds on a daily basis. Just help us to be all you've called us to be. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen.